Trayanam Eka Bhavana Yona Pashyati Vaibhidam Sarvabhutatmam Brahman Sashantim Madhigachati Trayanam of the three. Eka bhavanam, having one nature. Ya, who? Napashyati, does not see. By, certainly. Bhidam, separateness. Sarva bhuta atmanam, of the super soul, of all living entities. Brahman, O Daksha, Sa, he, Shantim, peace, Atigachati, realizes. Translation purport by Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Lord continued, one who does not consider Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, or the living entities in general to be separate from the Supreme, and one who knows Brahman actually realize peace, others do not. Purport. Two words are very significant in this verse. Trayanam indicates three, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu. Bhidam means difference. There are three, and therefore they are separate, but at the same time they are one. This is the philosophy of simultaneous oneness and difference, which is called Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. The example given in the Brahma Samhita is the milk and yogurt are simultaneously one and different. Both are milk, both the yogurt has become changed. In order to achieve real peace, one should see everything and every living entity, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is independent. Every one of us is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This accounts for unity and diversity. There are diverse manifestations, but at the same time, they are one in Vishnu. Everything is an expansion of Vishnu's energy. Trayanam eka bhavanam, ino pashyati vai bhidam, sarva bhutatmanam brahman, sashantim adhigachati. The Lord continue, one who does not consider Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, or the living entities in general to be separate from the Supreme, and one who knows Brahman, actually realizes peace, others do not. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyanajana Shalakaya Chakshutamina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpatrubhyascha, Kripa Sindhuvaivacha. Patidam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna. First of all, thank you very much for transcendentally tricking me that I'm sitting here. I'm replacing someone else, actually. So it just happened like that. So now we have to tolerate me. Sorry. Thank you for giving me this opportunity that I can speak for my own purification. And I feel very honored to be here in this wonderful place, this mandir, this temple, surrounded by very enthusiastic and sincere devotees, Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. This is something very, very amazing. What you're doing here, I heard many wonderful things, being in different places about this temple. So now I'm witnessing, you know, your glories. Yeah. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana. This is spotless Purana. On the highest planet of this material universe, Satyaloka or Brahmaloka, there is always constant discussion between different great personalities. There is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a person. There are each Upanishad sitting there at the court of Brahma, each Purana, each Veda, and any other supplementary Vedic literatures. They're all great personalities are sitting there, and always constant discussions are going on there. Ishtagoshti, like we have now. But for the final conclusions, there always were some something is not clear, just to confirm. For final inquiries, they always ask one person. And who is that? Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah. So that's why devotees of the Lord, they just study on a daily basis. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it's revealing final conclusions of all Vedic literatures. Between other literatures like that, only one book, Srimad Bhagavatam, is revealing philosophy of, which is mentioned here, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. Why? Because it was composed by Vyasadev in his mature realization of transcendence. So here, it is we are reading and discussing something about it. That the Lord, it's through all these verses, starting from 48 till 57, I believe, it will reveal his nature, his position, which is very unique. How he is different and non-different than his creation. It is something amazing. There is a small boy called Krishna, bluish in his complexion, there in Vrindavan, and he is the Supreme Lord. And he is Sarvagya, he is omniscient, he is omnipotent, he is the source of everything. But in the same time, the other aspect of the Lord is there too. What is this? Mudgata. Mudgata means that although he is supreme, he is just forgetting himself about it. He has allowed his internal potency, Yoga Maya, to just cover even himself. That's why he's acting as any of us. So that's why we see that the Lord, we see sometimes these pictures, that the Lord is carrying on his head the shoes of his father. He's crying, chasing, being chased by Mother Yashoda, and he's crying in fear. Although he's Supreme Lord. So that's why this all contradictions regarding supreme position of the Lord are within him. This is his nature. And only explanation of the reality, it's presented by our last appearance of the Lord as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who taught personally this philosophy in Kali Yuga. It is very puzzling philosophy for mundane mind. How everything is one and different. If someone is good, how he can be bad? If someone is bad, how he can be good? But it is depends how you're analyzing, how you think. It's all about perception. There is Vishnu Shakti Paraprakta. There's only one energy, spiritual energy. But we see here, then the Lord is just manifesting himself in different ways, in different forms, as Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, just expanding. We are also expansion of the Lord, but we are very minute expansion. Once Srila Prabhupada was explaining about the Father. The Father, why he's creating children? Children. Why Father is creating children? For his own pleasure. That's why he's just expanding. So that's why Father has so many children. And we are all children of the same Father. And his name is Krishna. So here we see the Lord is manifesting these three features. And he has mentioned that that these three features, or the living entities in general, to be separate from the Supreme, and who knows Brahman actually realize peace, others do not. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can find discussion about appearance of the Lord as Hamsa, Hamsa avatar, swan. And there's discussion between four Kumaras and Hamsa avatar. And this point is also discussed there. So it is amazing how the living entity, Jiva, is attracted to the objects of this world and how this object is entering to the mind. And we should something do with that. Four Kumaras are asking Hamsa avatar. We should separate, how to separate this phenomena of this world, you know, this object of the senses and the mind, how we should separate that. And what the Lord is responding, you fools, how you can separate something from me in this world? Everything is me. Yeah? Everything is me. Whatever we see is just manifestation of his energy in this world. And there is the source of everything. There's Shaktiman and Shakti, or different Shaktis. Right? So, like Srila Prabhupada, like I'm sitting here, he's giving class in Vrindavan in 1974. And you know, in Vrindavan, the floor is like black and white. And there we have Krishna and Balaram, which is black and white. And Prabhupada said, this is God. Krishna and Balaram, and this is the floor, also black and white. So there is no any difference. This is the Lord, he is the Supreme, he is the Shaktiman, and this is the energy, Shakti. But if I will start worship this floor as God, is it right? No, I'm full. No, this is just energy. This is energy of the Lord. So, the energy of the Lord is called Brahman. Brahman is, there are different manifestations of Brahman. There is inferior Brahman, which is called material world. And there is the supreme Brahman, which is the Lord. And we are also Brahman. We are spiritual entities. And this is something amazing that how it is possible that the living entity which is pure, Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, is attracted to something which is inferior. Please explain to me how it is possible. It's only possible because the Lord's name is Krishna. He is all attractive. And by his pervading of this universe, all dull material objects, he's making even dull matter attractive. That's why it is possible. Otherwise it's not possible. Technically it's not possible. Being less like a fish, how we can be attracted, you know, to the sand, to the beach. Something opposite by nature. You know? It's not possible. It's only by the Lord's mercy we are here attracted to all these kind of things. That's why it's a traditional system of education, just young boys and children, just learning how to first, because we can see the Lord, they're learning how to deal with the Lord's energy. How to, for example, if I have key of my car, how I dealing with that small thing? If I'm just neglectfully throwing here and there, this is actually my attitude to the Lord. Because He's the owner, He's the source of it. First we have to learn, the children are learning in Gurukula system, how to deal with this energy of the Lord. How? With the great attention, very carefully, and great respect. They're learning how to deal with the energy of the Lord with great respect and very respectfully. So, with this understanding that nothing is separated from the Lord, any object of this world. We see in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes, this is what the Lord and His devotees are teaching us in this Kali Yuga. What is this? Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explaining that on one side, the Lord is teaching us and His devotees that interaction between material objects and our material senses will not give us any happiness. We should not even try. We always will be disappointed. So this is one way of teaching to different stories, to different situations, you know, that Lord Chaitanya and His devotees are teaching us that material world will never make you happy. So then on the other side, on the positive side, what will make you happy? It's only being engaged fully in Krishna consciousness. Being engaged especially in chanting of the Lord's names. So by being in ecstasy, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in Krishna consciousness, by chanting the Lord's name very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's only one way to be happy in this material world. There is no other way. So being in ecstasy, in Krishna consciousness, by chanting loudly, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, everything will be revealed to us. It's only a question of time, Prabhupada explained, just by chanting Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, it's only a question of time that everything will be revealed to you. Just be patient and work on that. 90% of progress in Krishna consciousness and practice of each devotee, member of ISKCON, is just coming from this chanting. 90%. How are you chanting? How are you applying this... How are you dealing with the holy name? Holy name is none different than the Lord. Prabhupada disciple Sannyasi Singh explained that, Krishna is in the holy name, Krishna is out of the... Prabhupada was sitting, Prabhupada stopped the class saying, no, Krishna is the holy name. There's no any difference. So when you're chanting Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, what are you doing with that? When you're chanting your rounds, what are you doing with that? How are you chanting? Prabhupada said, priti purvakam, very clearly, very distinctly, each syllable. Otherwise you will chant something different. Shnam, 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 rega, 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 digi, digi, dong, digi, dong, digi, dong. So many versions of mantra you can hear, you know, here and there, you know, sometimes. So very distinctly you have to chant each syllable, Maha Mantra. And the other side, priti, with love and devotion. So, like this we have to chant. When you chant in Maha Mantra, you have to be very focused. Whatever your mind is going here and there, your thoughts, you have to always bring and focus again. That's the duty of the sadhaka, practitioner, of the chanting of the holy name. And then, by the mercy of chanting this Maha Mantra, one desire after another, one attachment after another will be exposed to you in your heart, in your mind. What are you doing with that? Let it go? You let it go? Or you just, no, I like this. This is very nice. So Prabhupada say that if your hand is full of coals, dirty things, and there is jewel, what you have to do? You have to throw it away, then you can grab it. Only because of our attachments, our bad habits, like Prabhupada was in the train with devotees. And then one sannyasi just controlled himself and he asked Prabhupada, when we just going like this in this train, my mind, somehow or other, you know, just go to this one, Mataji was standing on the one platform, you know, I just go there. I don't know why. What's the reason? I said, that's a bad habit. And our Gurukul, Mayapur, that was a story, yeah. I will tell you some short story. That there was once upon a time that the Gurukula boys, young boys like you, or girls like you, then decided to go to the field, some fields, other fields, to eat sugar canes. Young boys like sweets. So they were just secretly eating from someone else, you know, field, you know, the sugar cane. And after some time, the teachers found that, you know. So then, what's happened then? Then they gather all boys and they said, yeah, we found that's what you're doing. So they were very, you know, they were caught. But what the teachers also did, they did special arrangement. They went to the owner of the Lord, the Lord of the land, and they say that, so we have these boys and they like eat sweets, you know, can they come sometimes? Not every day, but sometimes. And can eat this sugar cane? I say, yes, okay, in India is no problem. Huh? Okay. If you here, just enter to someone, somebody can shoot you. Huh? I don't like it here, but in America, you know, they can do it, you know, and they're doing that. Right, but in India is no problem. Huh? So then boys were very excited. Wow! Now we can go, you know, that was established rules and regulations. Every Tuesday, every Thursday and Saturday, from this time to that time, you can go and eat sugar cane as much as you want. So it's like they were very excited on the beginning, very enthusiastic. And you know, after some time, they just completely give up. They stop completely. Why? Because all fun for the mind was just finished. Mind won't just freely do whatever he likes to do. But if you start putting some regulations, that's the Vedic system actually of dealing on any habits of this world. If you put him in some regulation from this time to that time, it's all Pancharatra, worshipping deity is just from this time to that time. What we're actually doing, we are following Pancharatra, a regulated system of practicing Krishna consciousness. That the mind can be focused, can be absorbed, if you regulate and put in some rules and regulations like that. Otherwise, you can see how many of us can stay on the Bhagavata platform, platform of the soul, like these great souls, you know, Harinamruchi. They can chant whole day and night, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And they can be in ecstasy, happy. How are they speaking? How are they talking? And it's just like full of nectar. Just pour this nectar on left and right, and it's just attracting everyone else. So if it's so blessed, you know, to have the sangha at least a little bit. So please take advantage, free of charge. So it's like that, we can gradually achieve Krishna. That's what Krishna's explaining in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. If you can't think of me, you know, all the time, then you just follow rules and regulations and then you will achieve me. You will be able to think about me. But what if I still feel anxiety and stress? Even if I have this Pancharatra, follow these rules, nicely sadhana bhakti, do my duties, do my seva, still I feel anxiety and stress, what I have to do? Now there's another process. You have to add another process that Krishna is explaining. You just work for me, right? And attachments and desires of this world just connect with the Lord. There's some areas always in our heart and our minds where we are not so strong there. So that's why Prabhupada arranged for us association of devotees. that we can associate with other devotees and see. If something I'm lacking, then I can see he is good in that. Then just approach to this devotee and say, Prabhuji, I see that you are very good with this particular service. Can you share with me how you achieve this perfection of yoga in eating prasadam? Whatever it is, you know. We have to be very conscious what we're doing. First, you have to become conscious, then is a chance to become Krishna conscious. If you're taking Krishna prasadam without being aware what is this, you will get a great amount of punya, but only a little bit bhakti. That's why you're slowing down your process in Krishna consciousness. But if you're aware about it, ooh, Baba, you're doing progress like anything, very quickly, very fast. Huh? So please, when you're associating with other devotees, try to see, where's something good with you and where's something not so, and try to correct these areas. And then you'll be very, very happy, very, very positive by taking the mercy of other Vaishnavas. To understand this process of Krishna consciousness, message of the Lord and His devotees, we have to accept the shelter of the spiritual master. There is no other way. Only the dear devotees of the Lord can give us Krishna. Guru give you Krishna, Krishna can give you Guru. That's why process of initiation is explained on five aspects called Pancha Samskara. First aspect of initiation is tapa. Tapa means renunciation. You have to, if we feel burning of these modes of these material worlds, burning influence of this material, the three modes of material nature, you feel that something is wrong. You feel defeated by these modes of nature, by our ignorance, by our pride, whatever it is, you know, any influence of manifestation of this, especially lower gunas, then this is what is recommended. You have to search after shelter of person who is free from it. And that person is Guru. Guru can give you Krishna. So that's why in our ISKCON movement, Hare Krishna movement, then devotees, they have to prove by themselves before accepting the shelter of the spiritual master that they enough renounce this attachment to this material world. They follow strict rules and regulations, there are four rules and regulations, right? And this is what the Krishna consciousness, process of Krishna consciousness is. On the one side, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, we just follow our duties, we have our job, we have our studies, we have our work, we have our devotional service. Either you monk in the temple or you're living outside devotee, doesn't matter. You just doing your duty to please the Lord. And then it's how you, when you remember, you can only remember actually when you're practicing Nasti Krishna consciousness. You have nice foundation in your Krishna consciousness. When you're doing Nasti Shravanam Kirtanam, then is, what's next? Smaranam. You can remember about it, you can go to your work. My friend who is very good businessman, he said, unless I chant nicely Mahamantra Hare Krishna, have a good Shravanam Kirtanam, then I will go to all these offices, everyone say, yes, yes, yes. But if I have very bad rounds, Prabhu, immediately they say no. If you're going for book distribution, you're going for preaching, it's working the same way. Krishna is just only reciprocating to us. And then it's too late, you know. Oh, now I want to surrender. Oh, it's just too late, Baba. Everyone's like, excuse me, excuse me. Can't stop anyone. Nobody's interested, nobody's attracted. You didn't take the mercy, Prabhu. He was sleepy, he was not aware, he was not conscious. So like that. Yathamam prapadyam tetam statu bhajamiham. I'm reciprocating accordingly. All this explained in Gita. So then, you know, if your Krishna consciousness, your remembrance about the Lord is strong because of your practice of Krishna consciousness. Shinvatam svakata Krishna punya shavana kirtanaya viduna. Sri Abhadarani vidunti surisatam. Thank you, Guru. You are great scholar. Just only because devotee is voluntary, they practicing hearing and chanting, then the Lord reciprocating to each devotee in the heart and removing all these bad things. We feel very tired, you know, of our arrogance, ignorance, pride. Very tired, you know. We're sleeping every time, whenever, you know. We don't have any taste sometimes, you know. But when you take it seriously, when you, there is the laulyam, great, you know, greediness to take the mercy some or other, despite of our faults, our, you know, however someone has fallen, then the Lord is supplicating. So actually in Kali Yuga there's no any chance to go home back to Godhead, because everyone is so fallen, the conditions are so fallen. But as Acharyas explained, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, everything's possible. Even the most fallen can get the highest benediction and go home back to Godhead very quickly, very fast, in this one lifetime. How is it possible? Because we are forcing ourselves to focus on Krishna, on our chanting, on our sadhana. We are pushing ourselves. You're not pushing yourself to nothing happen. You then karma, lobha will push you on the other side. To be attracted to dull material objects of this world. And you'll be dull-headed, like everyone else in this world. But when you're forcing yourself, then what is happening in the moment of death? When devotees was forcing himself to practice nicely Krishna consciousness, some or other, despite of many difficulties and distractions. What is happening then? In the moment of death, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter to your mind and within a moment will make you free. This is his mercy. He is giving this gift anyway. It's just a question of time. Either now, soon or later. You just have to just gradually, step by step, try to take it. Throw it these coals and take the jewel. So tapa, we have to prove our that we are renounced, at least for, you know, with some attachments to this world, and this is what we should do, you know, on the negative side. On the other side, we have to also attach ourselves to something, to Krishna. It's not possible, like impersonalists, you know, I'm detached. Prabhupada said there was a yogi who was sitting like this, so detached, and everyone was coming and throwing money in front of him. He was so detached, you know, and he was saying, wow, he's so detached, look at him. He's doing nothing, you know, he's so detached, you know, and then Prabhupada heard, what he's doing, what's a fool, bring all this money to me, I know how to engage in the service of Krishna. So being artificially detached, it's not the process, Baba. The process is just rather is to be attached to Krishna, but be detached too. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was saying a short story about a wedding party. A wedding party was crossing the river, and there was night, and they were very tired. And then they fall in sleep. And when they wake up, they realize they are in the same place. Morning. Same place. Why? What they forgot. Yes, taken care of. Yeah, they forgot. So these hankers are our attachments and desires of this world. Please work on that. Try to remove this area, make it stronger. We already discussed this point. By taking association, sangha of other devotees. Nicely. So there's tapa, there is pundra. When the spiritual master sees that the devotee, his disciple is, or aspiring person is enough renounced from this material world, then he's giving him pundra. What is pundra? Tapa is this. Pundra is these two lines, vertical lines. We are not intend to stay like some other lines, you know, some other parties, groups, they put three modes of material nature on their forehead. No, we are Yesterday, somebody asked me in Sankirtan, you know, why you have this? What it means, you know? And I just like saying that we just want to go out of this world. That's why it's up. Yeah. There was one group of devotees who left ISKCON. Unfortunately, some devotees. Prabhupada said, never leave ISKCON. Whatever has happened, never leave ISKCON. You can expect anything out of the ISKCON. Even if there are problems, there is some reason why the problems are there between devotees. What do you think? How we will purify our own karma, our own past deeds? If you are associating with devotees, it has to come through other devotees. That's why sometimes we have problems, some frictions with other devotees, because karma is coming through them. It is arranged by the Lord like this. And then what you will see? You are the cause of my problem? No. No, he is just an instrument, Baba. He is just an instrument. Through him, the karma is coming to you. He is just used as an instrument, if you don't know. Whatever it is. Yeah. So that's why only introspective devotees can go. Otherwise, and make you stronger, actually. These different kind of situations. If you just stay patiently and never leave. So some group of devotees just left and they went to Shri Sampradaya. And there is this brand, hot brand standing during initiation. They took initiation there. And the guru there, the acharya there, they was very clever, intelligent. So he is giving on the end of initiation instructions, you know, for the benefit of disciples. So he told them, do this, do that, do that. On the end he said, so now I will give you the final instruction. Because the acharya of this movement, which you left, his divine grace, is authorized teacher, his great personality, so I'm giving instruction, now you have to go back. That's the thing. So there is tapa and pundra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that we don't need to decorate our body with hot brands. It's just all we do with tilaks. We stamp our body nicely with tilaks. And then we're protecting our body with these signs of the Vishnu temple. Tapa Pundra Nama. When the spiritual masters see that someone is renouncing of and attached to Krishna, then he's giving him holy name. Someone become initiated with Mahamantra Hare Krishna. So we already discussed this, how we chanting, how we have to chant, how to be careful. This is science. Prabhupada, once you walk around the city, and then his disciples just following him, and then just in a distance, there's so big dog. It was looking like dog, or like hawk, like dog, horse, whatever, you know. It was so huge and big. It was barking like that. From distance, everyone could see that this dog was running, you know, towards devotees. Srila Prabhupada. You know what's happened? Everyone left Prabhupada in fear. Just run away, hide back between the cars, you know. Someone hid himself behind these big, strong devotees like Brahmananda, you know. So, and Prabhupada stay alone. They left Prabhupada. And you know what Prabhupada did? What is his name? Abhay. Abhay Charana Ravindam. Fearless. Because he took shelter fully of the Lord. So then Prabhupada is like Krishna's fighting. We can read. Krishna's fighting, what he's doing. Tightening his dhoti. Then Prabhupada took very nonchalantly his chadar. And let me deal with this dog, you know. Completely unaffected, you know. And this dog is going towards Prabhupada. Coming closer. And then Prabhupada say, hey! And the dog, just run away. And then all devotees with bowed down heads, you know. Just came out from here, from there, from different corners, you know. They didn't say anything. One was in big shame, you know. Then they follow sometime
together like this and they turn behind the corner, and then another dog appeared. Another dick, but smaller one. And then he make, you know, so much noise. So furious, you know. Very fired up dog. And then, that time, something amazing happened. Some sannyasi just came up front, you know. Say, show to Prabhupada, I will go. I will deal with that. So he approached this dog and say, and the dog became even more furious. And then Prabhupada turned to the devotees and said, he don't know the science. It's all about science. Krishna consciousness is science. When Prabhupada came to Melbourne, it was last time, I believe, and when he came. When it was? Which year? 1975. This was last time, yeah. So you can read about this. So when he came, he was teaching also different devotees how to cook. So some devotees are trying to cook, they were learning, and Prabhupada was very patient, you know. And then when some devotees just came forward, I think it was Kurma Prabhu, and he very nicely made different preparations, and Puri was very nicely puffed up. And the Prabhupada said, he knows the science, you learn from him. So like this, we can learn so many things from other devotees. So, tapa pundra nama. The nama has to be taken after renunciation and attachment to the Lord. Then holy name is very, very tasteful. This process can be very, very dynamic. There are three principles, Vedic principles, we have to remember. If you want to become expert, professional, with anything, whatever you're doing, Maharaj Yudhishthira, this is from Mahabharata, is explaining. You have to have follow these three principles of life. First is that you have to be focused if you do something. Very focused. Just absolutely not allow, Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, you know, that your mind will be distracted by anything when you're chanting the holy name of the Lord. Just completely focus. Once there was kirtan with Prabhupada, and then devotees were chanting, you know, and this become more and more intense, you know. And on the end of this kirtan, devotee asked Prabhupada, sometimes I feel that Krishna is here with us while we're chanting, sometimes he's not. What to do? And Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, no. Sometimes you are here, sometimes you are somewhere else. So, you have to be focused. If you're doing something, you have to be focused. If you want to become expert, professional, you have to be focused. That's the first principle Maharaj Yudhishthira is explaining. What's the second one? The second one is you have to always make constant endeavor. You cannot be lazy. You have to make always endeavor. Work hard for Krishna, Prabhupada said, maintain your body in good condition. That's the motto of life of each devotee in this Hare Krishna movement. Work hard for Krishna, maintain your body in good condition. So, we have to work hard and great concentration, whatever we're doing. And what's the third one? That's the most important one. Today is Shivaratri. Lord Shiva is example of it. When the Lord is glancing on this material world, while creation, what is happening? The material world, each universe is impregnated with living entities. This glance of the Lord Vishnu, is Lord Shiva. It's false ego, when it's produced in the moment of interaction with the material nature, this form of the Lord is just appearing. In other words, this transformation, all our philosophy is just transformation. The different expansion of the Lord, different energies are just only transforming. Our Krishna consciousness is only process. We have to transform our consciousness, nothing else. Why? What is just making you that you are really in the spiritual world? It's we are in the spiritual world now. There's no question of the influence of the modes of nature. So why there is the influence of the modes of nature? We are in the spiritual. Why? Because our consciousness is not pure. That's only why you are in the material world, on the spiritual world. Otherwise, we in the spiritual world. The temples are the spiritual world. It's only a question of consciousness. There's the same Arjuna with the same Gandiva bone, same child in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita and on the end. What changed? Consciousness. That's it. In 45 minutes, Arjuna accept everything. And we are reading Bhagavad Gitas, or we're hearing these classes how many times, how many years? Chinese Mahamantra. And what has happened? Sometimes nothing has happened. Or slowly something happened. So you have to just work hard for Krishna, great concentration, and depends on the results of your work completely on the Lord's mercy. You don't claim any, you know, results for yourself. If you're doing this, you are Baba in the material world. False ego. Kartaham iti manyate. If I think that I am a doer of any activity, you are in the material world. You are under influence of false ego. So Lord Shiva, today is Shiva Ratri. Ratra means night. This is the time where Lord Shiva married Parvati. Material energy, personified material energy. Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur said that Lord Shiva is always unite with material energy. His husband and wife. Because Lakshmi Narayan is just expanding, that's why they're appearing like that. Otherwise, it's Krishna and Radharani in the highest spiritual realm. So this is just only expansion, you know. And we are also expansion, just minute expansion. So what we doing? How we practicing? How we become aware? How we become conscious about all these kind of things? Already Krishna consciousness has stopped when I finish my sadhana. If you usually ask devotees, Krishna consciousness means sadhana. No, Baba. If you are out of the temple, Krishna consciousness is just starting. How are you dealing with all creation of the all living entities, anything there? That's why Bhagavatam is there. It's just from first to 12th canto, there's just different limbs of the Lord we're just analyzing. You know? How we studying Bhagavatam? Prabhupada explained in the second canto, one of his purport, that actually you will be never able to appreciate the spiritual pastimes of the Lord from 10th canto unless you remove all your attachments and desires from this world by studying from 1st till 9. That's why so many stories are there. So many things. This is great science. We are very fortunate to have wonderful devotees here that we can ask so many questions, so matajis, so many knowledgeable, that we can help each other to just, you know, remove all our attachments and desires and really become Krishna conscious. Chant this holy name, you know, follow process of initiation properly. Tapa pundra nama, then what is else? There's mantra. The fourth aspect is mantra. The Guru see, the three are follow properly, then he's giving mantra Gayatri. There's only one mantra, actually, this the seed mantra, the main mantras, Maha Mantra. The other mantras are just expansion of this, Konamatmika mantras. The other Vedic mantras, the other mantras, whatever it is, the life and soul is other mantras, is holy name. So, only you can get benefit from chanting these other mantras when you situate yourself in the mode of goodness. Otherwise, you're not getting so much benefit from it. But still, these other mantras, like we chant Gayatri mantras, just will help you to, actually they are just directing you into particular destination. So our Gayatri mantras are different than other sampradayas, because we want to be sure that you want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. That's why this mantra, Gayatri mantra, Gopal mantras and other mantras are just actually then explaining, you know, how to get there. If you analyze them and study them. And then the fifth aspect of Pancha Samskara, process of initiation, to be complete, to be fully blossom in your heart, in your consciousness, is Yaga. Yaga is that you have to worship the deity of the Lord. Then you can become spontaneous in your Krishna consciousness. Then you can nicely remove all other remain anarthas of this world. So then deity can help you with that. You know? Either you are on this side or that side of the curtain, then you can get same benefit. But if you on the other side of the curtain, you can get special also tests, but interaction with the Lord and touching His transcendental body. The special test is coming from this also. Otherwise, if you going, coming from the programs, and Prabhupada said, everywhere this program should be followed. Not only in the temple. If you are far from the temple, just do these programs in your home. Make Vaikuntha, install DT, and just, you know, just do these programs there. Everyone has to follow. And what's happening is we don't follow on the daily basis. You become weak. You're not pouring water to your bhakti lata. It's not growing. You know, we are not so strong enough to be always on the platform of the soul. That's why these other weeds will start grow. And they will be distracted. Sooner or later, it's a question of time. Without association of other devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, more important than chanting even is association of other devotees. Because only by their influence, you know, you'll be able to continue. So that's why we discussed focusness, make constant endeavor, and being depends completely on the Lord's mercy regarding the results. So I will conclude here now and just make some questions, some comments. Hare Krishna. Focus on our service. What? How to stay focused? Some realizations about that. You know, I think, you know, each devotee can share so many things with you. Or, you know, I was shared also with me too. I mean, you know, what I was saying a little bit was also about it. So we shared already during this class about it. How to become more focused? Well, because we are distracted because of anarthas in the heart. We are distracted, actually. We can't focus fully, absorb ourselves fully. But we see that the best process, if we adopt the best process, what's the best process? What you're saying? Yeah? Sankirtan is the best process to remove all anarthas very quickly. This is congregational chanting. We're doing together. Together. What we see that by japa is very difficult to overcome mind. You know? But when it's loud chanting like anything, the mind is forced to surrender. Forced to surrender. Even if you have bad japa, but then you're going for kirtans. Huh? Like in Hyderabad, when they were opening temple, and there was yagya, and then there was installation of the deities, and then Prabhupada said, now kirtan. And it was kirtan, and there was all members of other sampradayas as well there as invited guests. And they were watching what's going on now, you know. And then devotees started enthusiastically do kirtan. And, you know, and they're really, really, you know, it was like a burning fire, you know. Everyone started chant and dance and jump really into that, you know. And then Acharya of Shri Sampradaya, one of the Acharya Sampradaya, was watching. And there were so many disciples there. And then it was like moving head on the beginning, you know. And then rise up hands. And all disciples also rise up hands. So they were standing and they start moving. And they start jumping and chanting very loudly. And Prabhupada said and turned to the devotees, now they understood. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that's the best. That's the best. That's the remedy. That's just go and chant, you know, loudly with devotees, you know. If you cannot do it, overcome this, you just go with, you know, take advantage. Yeah? It's like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this. So many things we can help you. Become a preacher. Don't stay for so long as a Kanishta Adhikari, materialistic devotee. It will not help you. As soon as possible, you have to go to the next level. Madhyamadhikari. That's why we encouraging everyone to become a preacher. Take seriously Krishna consciousness. Don't keep only for giving to the others. As more you're giving to others, going out, giving to the others, you know, then very quickly you just can experience quickly change of your heart and your consciousness within a day. You know, those who are going out like, you know, Gaura Karuna Prabhu, every day, he's going every day for so many years, you know. I'm tired and this and that. Just go, Prabhu, I'm going. Happy New Year. Well, that's a Happy New Year finish, you know, saying, no, it's not finished. No, now it's Chinese Happy New Year. That was Prabhupada's mood. There were people with long hair, addicted to so many things, but Prabhupada was instructing them, what? Now you got Krishna consciousness, immediately go out and distribute it to the others. Immediately. You know? If you're not a preacher, you'll be not happy. What's the best preaching? Preaching is that you are happy. This is the best preaching. People see that you are happy. I won't become like them. I won't be like them. You know? Otherwise, you just know. It's like, you can imagine, you're going to Vaikuntha, you knock to the doors of Vaikuntha, and saying, Hare Krishna, can I come in? You know, and the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, they're just there, you know, saying, where are you from? They will ask, you know, saying, I'm from Melbourne. And they say, really? And it's like, look, behind you? No, I'm really from Melbourne. But where are these thousands of people behind you? People from Melbourne, they're bringing thousands. Is anyone behind you? But I was like only thought about myself, my family, you know. I was a little bit separatistic devotee, you know. No, Baba, just go back and practice properly. Yeah. So, that's the thing. That's why in our Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, the other Goswamis, to write the books. Because if we don't have strong foundation with the reading and study Prabhupada books, you will just be, everything will be just sentiment. Just sentiment. Nice music, nice sound. Very nice devotees. I like it. But just this is, my life is better also. That's my life is better, my family. Yeah. So like that, you know. Bhaktisiddhanta just put in his temple in Gaudiya Math, Chaitanya Math in Mayapur, just put in front of the temple, from the Diti's printing press. And in that time, it was making so much noise. And Bhaktisiddhanta was so proud and happy. He said, that's the kirtan. The sound of printing news from this, this is a kirtan. So Prabhupada said, don't see any difference between this, what I spoke, what I said, and is recording into these books, then the chanting itself. This is chanting, it's all kirtan. And the top of that, you can imagine Prabhupada. Prabhupada is coming to Melbourne tomorrow. What we will do? Oh my goodness, you know. I cannot imagine Param Brahma Prabhu. He will be so excited and busy, you know. And, you know, and Prabhu will cook in Gopal and Crossways. Everyone's cooking, excited. Mataji will clean and arrange. Everyone's like, Prabhupada is coming tomorrow morning, you know. So this is what we're doing. We're arranging for Prabhupada by giving this knowledge, these books, that Prabhupada can preach. That pure devotee can preach. Prabhupada says, induce everyone into kirtan and give him book. Books make them devotees. Otherwise, your preaching will not give any effect. You know, so if this is something solid, Bhagavatam, it's all books which Prabhupada translated, all acharyas give us so much. Prabhupada was in Sydney in 1972. You know what he said in room conversation? I was in Goloka, he said. I was in Goloka and I was not interested to come here. And Krishna came and he said, okay, you please, my dear devotee, you please come to this material world and write books. And I will arrange everything. And because, Prabhupada said, because it was order of the Lord, that's why I came. And that's why we are here. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, I don't know, it was okay. Of course, we can keep going probably by hours, you know. In some temples, we are doing work by hours, you know. You know, sometimes we are just coming, you know, the old temple, president, you know, managers, we stay in some, you know, in some room, private rooms, everyone is packed, you know, and whole night we are discussing. And then we go in for Mangrati, then we're doing Kirtan, we Harinam, books, you know. This is completely ecstatic. This is real life, you know. This is a real thing, you know. Then who is thinking about concentration, you know? Everyone is just absorbed, you know. Yes, Prabhu.
How we can focus in the Krishna consciousness because everyone has so many things to do?
How we can be absorbed in Krishna consciousness because otherwise everyone has so many things to do? That's the question? Okay, so once again, how we can be focused on Krishna consciousness because everyone has to do so many things, other things, right? Yeah, so that's what we were discussing, you know, basically through all the time. Everyone is busy. Everyone is busy in other things, you are right, in this world. Eh? So same way, we have to be busy in Krishna consciousness, hearing, chanting, associating with devotees. Yeah? But there's the five forms, the most powerful forms of devotional service. What is this? Please help me. Chanting, hearing, Srimad Bhagavatam, then? Vaishnava Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, then? Sorry? Leaving the holy place, leaving there, okay? The fifth one? Worshipping the deity. So there are just five just most powerful forms of devotional service. Which one is the most powerful? No. No. Associating devotees, because all fives are automatically happen at once. Yeah. So when you associate devotees like you are associating, you are here from morning, you are teaching, you are my guru. You are teaching, inspire me. Eh? Just from the age of five, you put aside your toys and just do what you're doing. Seriously. Just go and do it better and better. That's BAS?
Well,
always better service. ABS. Always better service. We did one service, we're trying to next time do it better. So, some temples are like that. That's the motto. Yeah, and then, you know, it's a question of time, Prabhupada said, when you're chanting, the holy name will take over all your badness, all your anarthas, your bad thoughts. And you'll be able to focus. That's why this is a gradual process. For us, sadhakas is a gradual process. Yeah, so be patient, be enthusiastic. Enthusiasm, you know, is by enthusiasm, you know, you're very enthusiastic, very nice. You're a very nice devotee. I like your sangha. Yes, Prabhu. When they're doing the chanting, yeah, but just from one house to another, it will be different. Huh? Once, you know, the parents are just, you know, arranging everything nicely for their children, they can chant either some rounds before or all rounds before and after later, you know, when they come back from the school. So that's very individual. From one house to another will be different. How is in your house? You chanting all rounds morning?
Yeah.
Well, you're fantastic. Jai. Beautiful. Rata Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanande Hare Prabhu.